And that, I guess, just sort of stemmed from a frustration I was having at the moment as a cyclist, and how, you're pushed. You're basically a second class citizen on the road. That's for sure. I mean, just by virtue of the physicality of your situation vis-a-vis the automobile. I mean, there's no contest there. And
I find when I'm biking, I take up a full lane, right smack
yeah,
dab in the middle of the lane.
that's it.
Somebody honks me, give them a
That's it. Well,
friggin'
that's it. And that goes back to that. It's like most cyclists who've been riding in cities, they know that. It's like the safest thing, the best thing you can do is take your space.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
otherwise, if you try and like make space for the car and go, you're gonna get nailed by somebody opening the door,
Yeah, no,
you're gonna get fucked.
it's like with Dave. I said,
Yeah.
okay, fuck you. I don't want you
Yeah.
here. At which point, okay, you're not respecting me. I'm taking my space and say, I'll call in the cavalry.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially in your space, I don't really know what the history is
That,
there.
but
It's
it is,
hard
but
for
it
me to.
is the same way with
Yeah.
bikes. Take your damn space,
Take your space,
and at
yeah.
which point, recognize there. It's then to get back to your whole thing about the city imposition and so on and certain things
Yeah.
is where in a larger aspect by having the laws and so on, it does become possible to be polite and sort of respect, okay, this is an acceptable way to say, I exist, I'm here. That's not in there. It's when somebody says, okay, I'm doing something outside the bounds,
Yeah.
such as in my face, Dave saying, I'm doing something outside the
Right.
bounds. There are, and yeah, I'm gonna have to
To
flesh out that,
think
yeah, I
that
gotta flesh out that idea
right
more.
there.
Although there, if I can switch, because there is one thing that I do want to get down, especially since we're recording. You said you started with the bicycles,
Yeah.
and there it was initially bicycle, sort of like the bike. Could you, yeah, give me a list of every stencil you've done? Not
Oh
so much
boy,
where, but
see if
just.
I can think. I did, well, I did the first one was the bicycle. Then that whole experience was kind of like just thrilling. There was something pleasurable about the actual experience of, taking space. And then the next one, I just sort of popped into my mind. I guess it all of a sudden, this whole inquiry I had embarked on earlier about translating Andy Gold's Worthian concepts to the city started coming back to me, because I dropped it for a while. I had forgotten about that. In doing that, I was just like, what the hell? And then I did the bike path, which. And then that kind of inquiry started coming back to me, and anyway, I did scissors. I don't know if
Yeah, no, I saw the scissors.
scissors cutting down the middle of the line.
I like that very much.
Buttons
Okay,
down
saw those.
some, a lot. All of these things have different kind of inspirations, I guess. But
I will get back to that. I want to get the list
okay.
first.
The zipper, I think I did third, an older version,
Okay.
that probably didn't. Then what did I do? I did like these kind of can opener type tabs on sewer
Okay.
covers.
I think that might be
Yeah.
your clue,
Okay.
Stan.
Yeah.
Let me go see who's coming.
Howdy. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Much better now.
Okay, you left?
Yes, you left. My question is, I'm not certain if I need to place charges because he's just basically
Staying here.
staying here and making me uncomfortable, interfering with work and stuff like that.
It's a business place
Yes.
here? Okay, what do you do?
Art gallery. That's where I got
Okay.
that. You see that pretty thing there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what is he? Is he a
Basically,
customer or
no.
no?
Basically, I have this whole other thing where I'm being threatened with a lawsuit for copyright infringement. He's been implicated in it, but he's not responsible. Because he's getting threatened with a lawsuit, my perspective is that he's very, very scared, very, very nervous. He's trying to pressure me into doing stuff that I'm incapable of doing as it's
Okay.
going through the lawyers.
he arrived here, he sat on the couch somewhere and he stayed there for how long?
Yesterday was about half an hour, saying, I'm going to get you to do this, I'm going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this together. And he had a really weird laugh and stuff like that, and at which point just was acting a little bit nerve-wracking. Today he came in, he said he was coming back, and then he was saying, we're going to come back tomorrow, I have a band that's playing here tomorrow, and at which point he was threatening to interfere with the performance and stuff like that. And so, yeah.
Maybe if he does that tomorrow, if he comes tomorrow and he does what he said, maybe you should press charm then.
I appreciate your coming.
Yeah, and you're a little late.
No problem. It is, as soon as I picked up the phone,
you left.
He sort of started walking. I wanted to make sure I was talking to the cops.
Okay.
And at which point, then he walked out.
Okay.
Hoping that he doesn't come back.
Okay. But he's not training you directly, physically?
Not in so many words, but it's this big guy. He's making it obvious. Yeah, he can beat me up if he wants to. And
I didn't understand what's between you and.
Oh, j'ai fait une chose qui était inquiète de nous par des amis.
Okay.
Il y a des gens qui avaient trouvé. Ils ont décidé que j'ai fait du copyright infringement.
Okay.
Donc l'habitude de ça, le méthode, c'est de faire à send lawyers, letters, bailiffs, tout le monde possible. Parce que si j'ai une pression, d'ailleurs, ça, moi, je vais faire une settlement.
OK.
Ça, c'est ce que les gars qu'ils ont ajouté à le lawsuit.
Oui.
Ils n'ont aucune responsabilité, aucune implication, but they are putting pressure on me, trying to make me do things, so as to settle the copyright infringement lawsuit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Puis lui, son implication directe là-dedans, il travaille avec eux.
Il a acheté la maison d'enregistrement.
Okay.
Où j'ai fait l'enregistrement il y a 5 ans.
Okay. Mais lui ici, il a rien à faire dans le bureau.
No.
He was not a partner of
no.
you or
no.
like that.
Not at all.
As I suggest to you, if he comes back tomorrow while you have your band, he makes trouble and you don't want anything.
Yeah, nice.
You call back and we're going to see what we can do.
Okay. Thank
will
you.
It be fine with you?
Yes, that will be fine.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much.
Well, I'm sorry for the delay.
Oh, don't worry about it. It was once I recognized the phone call.
Well, good.
Was one thing. Yes, I would talk to you, ask you how to handle the situation, and at which point, then what is the appropriate way? Because, I don't want to. Yeah, deal with all sorts of complicated stuff if nothing is happening, and didn't know in terms of is there a way to...
Did you ask him to leave?
Yes.
How many times?
Two, three times.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
is there in terms of, I know that if like I was, my wife was getting beaten up, I can get somebody, can get a court order.
You can ask for that.
Is it possible?
A restraining order, something like that.
I have to go through the courts for that?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
You can go and civil by yourself. You go to Comunispat, Ipsalatis.
Okay.
You have to Comunispat, Montréal.
Mm-hmm.
You ask, that you don't want that person to be in your area here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sign, you're going to receive that. You have to do some procedure.
Okay.
Yes, you can ask for that.
I will. Hopefully, he won't come
you
back.
You can send him a letter of demand.
Okay.
Understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hope the rest of your day is as easy.
I hope everything will be fine.
Thank you. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you.
Now there it was with me.
One of the things was in a eureka moment to me.
Yeah.
Was it was back when I started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the midst at about 9 o'clock at night or something like that. Paying bills.
Oh, yeah.
One of the bills was $1,500,
and I'm saying, I don't like paying bills. That was back when
that's
I had
a eureka moment.
That was back when I had a little bit more money than I have now.
Right.
And at which point, suddenly the car alarm went off and was busted. So it was like for 10 minutes, And suddenly,
that's another good.
And then suddenly, it was
the outlawed.
I'm paying the bill to the city, and I have this eureka. Oh, geez, some of that money's going to pay the cops. 9/11. Hello, can I make a noise complaint? Suddenly, where previously I'd viewed the cops as the bad guys, it was suddenly, no, they're on my side. And you saw how they handled that situation.
No, totally.
And at which point, when, with transparency and stuff like that, then at which point...
I feel the same way. I mean, I'm sure it's like in any organization, it kind of goes...
Zeke's? Yes. Howdy, how you doing? Not bad, not bad at all. Okay, can I make a suggestion? There is a humongous spread happening in the Gazette this Saturday. It is likely to be on Canada AM probably next week. There has been no movement whatsoever, or no major movement, at which point, not to say spike it and stuff like that, but I'd much prefer to, when something breaks, then say, let's lead in. There is likely, with all this stuff to be breaking. And because with the city, just to me, it's with that much, and then I'm pushing on the New York Times and so on. And so I expect something to be happening to then just say, if I'm reading between the lines, I got some space to fill, and at which point, it would be nice to stick in something. Can I ask respectfully to save it for news that then you guys lead with first and foremost, as opposed to just, you're competing with the Gazette, you're competing with Canada AM, and suddenly, how alternative are you? Then at which point I'm sitting down in in-depth discussions that are taking all sorts of time so as to figure out what sort of, installation / art show I'm doing with Peter in May. The technical thing has got to be someplace else because he is forbidden by law from coming here. Yes, he is. He basically can go to work, and then for the rest of his life, he can't set foot on the plateau. They're dead serious about this shit. What I'd say is, do you have his number? 826-5504, if I remember correctly. And at which point I'd say, set up an appointment with him, and I am available all over the place. And so I can definitely meet you guys and so on. Okay. No problem. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Is that acceptable to you?
Who is that?
Oh, Peter from the Mirror.
Okay.
Patrick from the Mirror. Hi. Patrick Letaney, who, to my mind, want to be giving him the most feature stuff just because he's the one who led it and gave him a lot of credibility.
That makes sense,
He's got an arts preview. In my mind, the arts preview is just, it's, why bother?
What's the arts?
The arts they have, everybody piles in with, let's give a paragraph to this, this for stuff that's happening 3 months down the street, or 3 months down the line. Hello, no. Give them appropriate sort of in-depth stuff. This is editor-driven through advertisers as opposed
to... Right. Like inset. Okay, well, anyway.
I will let you, if you don't want to talk to him, fine, whether it's, which Walter, he comes up on the phone as Mirror EC, and at which point, leave a message, fine. Okay. Right. If you want to my mind, it's great. I'd still like to, when something happens, yes, I will be calling him up and saying, hello, Patrick, I got a scoop for you.
Okay, so, that makes sense, but, I'm just not really, it's sort of, anyway.
Yeah,
all these issues are not really kind of what. Anyway, so we should do this because I gotta. What time is it? Kind of why I came early because I do have to go to work. I gotta be at work at.
Okay.
Well, 4 technically.
Which one? He called at 2:48 and it was about a 2-minute phone call, so it's 10:03.
Okay.
Okay. We were at the can openers.
The can openers, right? Yeah. Okay, can openers.
And we can also do this because, as far as I can tell, there's whole bunch of stuff which might be worth setting up another time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, I didn't think I could talk for hours, but apparently I can. It's so far back. This is like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or candles, like birthday candles.
Mm-hmm. Those are the first ones I haven't seen.
Oh, really? There's the safety pins.
Mm-hmm.
There were what are known as in the industry as Boston valves, which are just like, you know, those things that deflate,
mm-hmm.
like deflatable dolls or
yeah,
like
mm-hmm.
mattresses
mm-hmm.
or like blow up, like where
okay.
you blow into.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't very successful, that one. It didn't
okay.
really. Didn't really come off as such, but
I didn't
some were more successful
okay.
than others. Let's just put it that way. There was a pause button, which also was
Ooh.
One of the more successful ones. What else? Oh man, I'm trying to think of ones that were more integrative.
No, I want a list of all, and then at which point then discuss it. One of the follow-ups is obviously discussion of each one individually
mm-hmm.
and so
mm-hmm.
on. So I'm looking comprehensive at this point.
That's where the discussion starts wearing thin.
Okay. then
I'm trying. There are more. I just can't think. Or maybe there aren't more.
Shackles off the
shackles. That was seemed to be a popular one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A lot of people seem to like that one.
Velvet ropes.
Okay, these are okay now.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
This year, yeah.
Oh,
this year.
Oh, so hold on.
I was.
Okay.
This was going back 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I also actually did some bullets three years ago.
You did the bullets as well.
Stupidly, I did them again, but well, maybe not.
No,
stupidly.
What?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's not. It's I'm beyond that right
mm-hmm.
now. It's too. it's hard to, in retrospect, to say what was. What else did I do? It's all I can think of at the moment, but
okay.
I have a feeling there are others, but can't think of them right now.
Okay. Then there's
most recently.
Of the new stuff, I assume you've seen the pictures that I've taken and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in those pictures that I have I, like there's...
I'll just try and remember
mm-hmm.
back. There's that manhole, like that escape hatch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's a lasso.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
there is
a
little devil sitting on a line.
Mm-hmm.
The owl. Plug inputs.
Mm-hmm.
Vines. Again, the updated zipper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, there's that bike, of course, that I didn't mention.
Yeah,
that bicycle
this.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
There is speakers
mm-hmm.
coming off of parking things. There's
mm-hmm.
the security cameras.
Yeah.
Footprints.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I missed that. Did you only do one of those?
I did two of those.
Okay.
But
where?
One on. This is sort of an area that I'm a little wary about.
Mm-hmm.
Although I talked to my lawyer, I asked him if I should mention things that I've
mm-hmm.
done, and he was like, don't worry about it. He's like,
they got
water
them.
Under the bridge. No, but they don't have, the thing is, they don't, based on the evidence I've seen, they don't have certain things.
Okay.
Like they don't have a heart monitor.
Yeah, EKG.
Kind of
mm-hmm.
EKG,
yeah, okay.
Exactly.
No problem, you don't have to tell me where the footprints are.
all the velvet ropes. And tons of others that I wish I could have accomplished.
I liked it where I only gave a quick scan of the La Presse editorial
uh-huh.
and realized, okay, given my comprehension of French, okay, to give
uh-huh.
a close read, it's going to take an hour and a half.
The light switch, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go on.
And at which point then when Lucci read it,
mm-hmm.
It was where he came up with the idea of, commissioning you to do another 100, and at which point
sure. I got 100
and at which point
got plenty
I didn't know that there were more. Okay, along
well,
those lines
I think that's it. I'm So I'm sure a few of the odds and ends that I haven't thought of.
I'm certain once you get all the stencils back and stuff like that, we can go
back. Oh, yeah, the bow, the Christmas ribbon.
Oh, I missed
that. Saw
that? No.
I was on the cover of the Devoir. Christmas ribbon going across the, like a bow.
Oh,
like
okay,
a,
and then I only read Le Devoir online, and they didn't.
That's the one I got busted for.
Okay.
Candles, the candles on the
so
crosswalk.
Okay.
Well, there's the candles, but there are also the candles on the.
Yeah. Okay, so there are
anyway,
two different candles?
Two different candles.
Okay. No, there.
Anyway, I think that's.
Along those lines of looking at how much, one thing I've noticed.
Pardon? There's a lot.
One thing I've noticed was 3 years ago when you started, they would crop up every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Then. And we can get into what happened with the break and stuff like that. And there was, to my mind, a break between doing stuff.
There's a good reason I took a break. Yeah.
Okay. Then, this past summer, you started up again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, towards the end of the summer, you went wild. You
yeah,
just went.
I guess so. I didn't realize that it was so noticeable. But why did I go wild?
Mm-hmm.
My ego got carried away.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Okay, because there
don't
to
mention that.
No, there to me, it was a sort of thing where one of the integral to the experience of seeing it was sort of like, oh.
The sparseness of
the,
it.
Not necessarily sparseness, but
the
just.
Chanceness
the,
of
the,
it.
The chanceness, the playfulness of, okay,
yeah.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah.
And, okay, there's another one, maybe like. Three or four of the same stencil, but as widely dispersed as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that,
so where, and then suddenly,
yeah. I feel like I got carried away.
Mm-hmm.
Like I definitely not only because I got arrested,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason I had this drive in me. I think part of it was I got better at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, I could cover a lot more ground and. I was maybe taking more risks, calculated risks,
mm-hmm.
because I kind of had developed the experience to have a better idea of what. Obviously, I got carried away to the point where I didn't calculate properly.
Well, actually, talking technical stuff, 3 years ago, fairly certain that you were using a brush or something like that. You weren't using spray cans.
I was, yeah.
This past summer.
Well, I discovered spray cans,
and
that's another aspect. I mean, I spent quite a bit of time. I don't know. It's just this. I had conceived of all these sort of things I wanted to do, and it was basically, I guess, part of that manic behavior, if you want to call it that, or part of that that prolificness. Prolificness.
Yeah, well, that works.
It's and that period
we're,
has
we're,
to do.
We're talking now. We can make up
yeah,
any
exactly.
words we want.
Part of it had to do with the fact that I had just been swarming myself with so many ideas, and it had become almost on the level of an obsession where I couldn't ride my bike or walk down the street without trying to play this sort of intellectual game almost, and I'm almost. Not necessarily proud of it because I don't necessarily think the best art comes out of that type of.
Well, so sometimes it does. It can. To get back to where initially I was talking is one technical stuff. It's what do you use for the stencils?
I use it's called Masonite.
Okay.
It's like at the beginning of the spring when I did decide to sort of get back into it. The beginning of this year, I was. I spent a lot of time researching like the whole material aspect of it because before, back in the day, that's another reason why probably there were also more, not only did I get better at it, but the materials I was using were more resilient and so back in when I started doing it, I was using cardboard and like cutting it out with X-Acto knife and using paint. So, I mean, the life of a stencil was relatively short.
Okay, so now you're a Masonite. What are you using to cut out the stencils?
Using a circular saw. They're called
bandsaw.
Not a bandsaw. I think it's called rotating saw.
Okay.
In French, it's scie circulaire.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's
okay.
like you can. It's kind of like a jigsaw, but Okay, it's similar to a jigsaw. You make forms. I basically draw something, mm-hmm. like
freehand or
often freehand, or I'll copy like the object. I'll find the actual object and I'll draw it. Try and draw it. I mean, my drawing skills, that's a whole lot. You know, I don't have the best drawing skills, okay. But I try.
And then
I will. Depends. Different case. Some cases I would just draw directly onto the stencil, whether it's the cardboard. Back in the day, I did a lot of just drawing directly onto the. I would just draw directly onto cardboard and then take an X-Acto knife and cut it out. But more recently, I just realized the advantage of, because with the cardboard, one of the reasons, it's riskier because you have to time with traffic and you have to remove it each time a car comes by, otherwise it'll be destroyed.
Yeah.
With the Masonite, you can leave it. You can actually leave it on the street. You can walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was important on several levels.
Mm-hmm.
Due to it's fairly resilient material,
mm-hmm.
and B, it's heavy enough that it will stay in place,
mm-hmm.
and just stay there. And it's dark, and it's not noticeable by cars.
Okay.
And I can attest to that.
How would you carry them around?
Just on my bike. I put it under my... No, it was a very physical... The whole process was a very physical,
mm-hmm.
Endeavor. It was quite demanding. I mean, just staying up all night,
mm-hmm.
being... to just carrying the weight around, biking around the city, staying alert,
mm-hmm.
and... That all those aspects were very, I mean, that was like part of the challenge as well that I found exciting. I mean, I guess I'm kind of the physical aspect. There's so many levels on which the whole process appealed to me.
Okay, well then to focus back, because one thing that
uh-huh.
we haven't spoken about is the paint.
Uh-huh.
As you started out, I would imagine, as Lutri said, there's something called concrete paint. I have no idea about it.
Well, it's basically the paint. I assume it's the same paint they use... the city uses, although I've noticed, for example, that the paint I was using 3 years ago from a can, that was the only paint that I had discovered, but it was canned paint, and it seems to last longer than this paint in this can, the spray can form paint, which I've been using most recently.
Okay.
I mean, there are advantages to both.
Any specific brands you'd like to give shout outs to?
Well, Krylon. Krylon does a good, they do a good street paint. A lot of it has to, I think a lot of the paint, there are different brands,
mm-hmm.
and they sell it. It's, you have to do a little, I don't know, I'm wondering, you have to do. I had to do a fair amount of research to find which hardware stores
mm-hmm.
sell it. I mean, there's a lot of, and in most cases, I would buy out a hardware store, and they wouldn't replenish it unless you ask them to order it, because nobody buys it. It's pretty rare, I guess.
Okay.
Although it's available over the counter, so to speak,
public. You ever thought of buying in bulk and opening up an account?
Well, I mean, I definitely placed orders, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the paper trail is there, if you really, it's there for use by the general public, it's there, and I imagine it's for use in your garage, or, I don't know, your personal parking space, or, I don't know what people would use it for, and you can go to Home Depot and rent, like, a line striper.
Oh, very cool.
And I mean, you can own a pretty high powered
mm-hmm.
paint. What are they called? Like guns
mm-hmm.
that the city, similar to ones the city
okay.
uses.
Do you ever use any of those?
No, I've never used
okay.
any of those. I mean, I definitely researched that too. I've definitely checked out what's on the market, because you know I'm just trying to to fine tune the whole process. So I just kind of, I think that has a lot to do with the proliferation, if you will, of things you saw just got better. Ideas were flooding into my head, and I wanted to sort of get them out, but also I'm sure my ego had played a role in all that.
So it would be the sort of thing where one night you'd say, okay, I got the zipper with me, tonight's a zipper night. And
basically, yeah, you spend the whole, that's what it comes down to, really. It's not so much that I wasn't going out more frequently than I had been 3 years ago. There wasn't a more frequent in terms of my sorties.
Yes.
The only thing was that, yeah, I had these stencils, they lasted a lot longer.
Okay.
I was better at it. I had sort of developed a modus operandi, and yeah, I would just spend the whole night. I would just go until, you know, it got light and there were too many cars on the street, and it was.
Here, my question is: you do one stencil at a time. In terms of, it wouldn't be that you'd be carrying 17.
No, I'd do one stencil at a time.
Okay, tonight's the zipper night.
Exactly.
Tomorrow
yeah.
night, I'll do the speakers.
Exactly.
This one looks good.
That kind of notion, yeah. And I mean, I've definitely thought about, I mean, I haven't gotten to that level of, bad habits. I mean, I've been indulging my bad habits lately. You're indulging my bad habits.
You guess aren't.
But, what was I going to say? Where were we? You were saying
indulging bad habits, basically, the way you'd go out with taking a stencil and one stencil, and then say, "Okay,
right.
tonight's a zipper night."
I was saying, in my mind, often I would have like the location. Ideally, the location is important, like the actual placement of the place, aside from its location in the street sort of language, like also taking into account, but. In actual fact, I didn't really reach that level of
sophistication. Yeah, that's where I come into with going wild.
Is it here or not?
Yeah, it's that there are certain ones where it's like, okay,
I wish I could say that they were all sort of taking in the environment, the greater environment into account, but in a lot of cases...
It's a learning curve.
That's right. No, that's it. I mean, ideally that would be... And in many cases they were, and in most cases they were sort of, I mean, a lot of the inspiration for each piece was a kind of a general kind of concept that could be applied
although there, it's my view on it is that each one came from, my guess would be, you saw a spot, oh, that would look good there, and then you'd come up with a stencil for it, then at which point, where else can
I would sort of choose a spot, and in some instances it was a very conscious choice, in other instances it was less conscious and more sort of, I mean, a lot of the placement has to do with just my relationship to the city and my own movements around the city and how the places I relate to, the, you know, the people I know and their, and sort of conceiving of them as a, because there's always, I think, with any artist or musician or whatever, anything you create or anything you present in a public way, there's always a, even if you're not presenting in a public way, I believe a lot of artists, even if they're just painting in their basement by themselves, there's somewhere an awareness of a potential audience.
Okay.
Whether it's their girlfriend, your friends. There's so many large, or a city, or a group of people, or the world. I don't know, depending on how big your ego is, or how desperate you are for attention, I guess. But for me, it was just sort of stemmed from a desire to... I've been living in the city for a long time, and I can safely, confidently say that I feel love for the city. Like, I don't know a lot of other cities, to be honest. Like, I've traveled a little bit, not as much as I'd like to, and I don't really have a big awareness, but I come from Toronto. So, I know Toronto, or I have a relationship with that city, and I have a relationship with Montreal. And when I came to Montreal, I've always felt a deep connection. It's hard to really describe. So a lot of the placement of the pieces and stuff is just in areas that I feel a connection to, just from you know, my experiences and my. Now I would like to say that there is a more conscious, and in some I've thought of, you know, I've had plans for a conscious placement of, you know, targeting certain buildings, mm-hmm. say, or certain specific messages, mm-hmm. but given the restraints,
yes.
of the city landscape, mm-hmm. I haven't always really been able to execute those. So
they're also recognizing you got to get to work.
What time is it?
I would guess it's pushing 3:30.
Yeah.
I got one last question.
Mm-hmm.
And I only want a yes or no answer.
You're like, shut the fuck up.
No, not shut the fuck up. I want to schedule another one. So it's because I got lots of other questions. But yeah, you got to get to work.
Okay.
You willing to go for jail are you willing to go to jail for your art?
Come on, you can't ask me to answer this yes or no.
Yes or
no. You can't ask me to answer yes or no for this. Because I haven't... Let's see, that's a good question, but you're going to have to give me time to think about that.
No problem, we'll pick it up on the second go-round.
I mean, there's so many... I question my motivations already in terms of why I did this. I mean, for me, it's... I know you want to answer, but you're not going to get it from me. I'm a politician at heart.
Right.
I'm a Canadian. I can't fucking...
No problem.
I'm like Mr. Evasive.
No,
I would be a good politician.
You're not Mr. Evasive.
But what I'm saying is that I'm still questioning my motivations. I don't feel like I know myself well enough to really be able... That's a very existential question you're asking. That's like
But you're facing it straight down.
No,
right down
I'm facing it now. And for sure, these questions are becoming more as the sort of concrete... as the concrete consequences of my actions are sort of closing in on me in various ways. I'm sort of looking at this as part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really questioning this, and I did. I talked to my lawyer about this because there are possibly certain options
mm-hmm.
in front of me in terms of where I want to go with this, and with, of course, the risk of certain consequences attached to these.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have to think of these, but yes, I'm willing to go. I'll say yes because, oh man, and I don't want
to
fucking paint myself into a corner.
You got the right answer though.
Because, well, the right answer. What's the right answer?
Yes, I'm willing to go to jail for my art.
Well, obviously, I'm willing to go to jail for it because I did it, and I sort of I did go to jail. Only for 16 hours, granted. Am I willing to go to a jail where I'm going to get raped? And that's... No. I don't think so. I'm not... I don't think I'm that hardcore.
Okay.
I don't know how hardcore I am, to be honest. And that's what it comes down to. A lot of this whole process is also about sort of testing my boundaries and sort of getting to know myself. And I'm not fully aware of what those boundaries are. So it's very hard for me to answer that question. I don't know myself well enough to be able to say... I don't know what jail's like. If someone said, if it was like maximum security prison...
I don't think they'd be sending
it
maximum
security. No, if it was 3 months or 3 months, I don't know how long, but, you know, in confinement with very dull type of day-to-day, I think I'm capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... That thought doesn't terrify me.
Okay.
But that's a very good question. I'm sorry I can't really answer that yes or no.
No problem. I'll give you time to think about it. When would you like to... Can we reschedule a second interview? I have follow-ups. I have a list of other things that I want to talk to you about as well.
Yeah, we can.
Next week.
Yeah, we can talk about it. What about Saturday? I mean, is Saturday...
I got a meeting Saturday, it's, hold on, let me double check
and turn this off now.